for the hour of 10 o'clock, and I am going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with Senator Tom Shipley with him this morning. Senator Shipley, good morning to you.
Well, I'm pretty darn good, Aaron, and I'm not even doing Senate duties today.
No, you're not.
Well, not right now anyway. So
you will be in a little while.
Well, I could be. I have to go back and check my emails because somebody's surely got something.
So are you looking forward to the upcoming session?
I think so. I better be. I mean, I just I look at it from the standpoint, what's my options? I better be looking forward to it.
Well,
it's not like getting the tooth pulled, so.
No, that's for sure.
I hope not.
So, well, yeah. There's probably some big legislation that's going to come up this session, isn't there?
Always is. I think we've got a few things going to be up front.
Yeah.
Property taxes seem to be.
That's one.
Taking most of the air out of the room on a lot of things. And it's a very, very complicated issue, but we hope to get some kind of a plan put together.
I would love to see just a simplistic property tax structure, a simplistic school finance structure that everyone can understand.
Well, you and everybody else. the property taxes are very complicated. School funding is very complicated for a variety of reasons. But I will say that Iowa is the only state that's never been sued about the way they fund schools.
Hmm.
Almost every state has been.
You just planted an idea for somebody out there probably.
Well, they can go ahead because I think probably it's been tried, but it never been successful at it. Now, property taxes, it's a very complicated because there are so many pieces to that puzzle, so many players.
It's difficult.
Counties, schools. Yeah. Cities, townships, the whole nine yards. So there's always a piece in this puzzle that once you fix it, the other piece doesn't fit anymore.
Right, right.
And so that's been the dilemma the whole way along. So,
well, that's really not what you came to talk about this morning. But
you're absolutely right.
But since you're here, I figured I'd go ahead and ask.
That's fine. We can talk about that more sometime the road.
I hope we can.
I promise I will be back to do that if you want me to.
I do, and I have that recorded, so I'll remind you of that. So.
Oh, yeah, it's true, isn't it? Yes.
So before we get into the Christmas in Villisca, what are your Thanksgiving traditions or meals that you look forward to every year for Thanksgiving?
Well, unfortunately, the foods I look forward to were mostly made by my grandmother. She's been gone a long time, and Mom isn't able to fix a meal like that anymore. But your regular stuff. Grandma used to make a scalloped corn with oysters in it.
Uh-huh.
That I could, and I probably attempted to eat buckets of it. But but those kind of things, yeah. Really the thing I always look forward to is being with the family.
Yeah.
When we were kids, we had probably 30 people there for Thanksgiving dinner.
Wow.
At Grandma and Grandpa's house. And the best times of my life, truly, best times of my life. Cousins would show up, even come as far as from western South Dakota that morning.
Wow.
And so, yeah, that was the best memories I've got. And, that's the thing you take away from it, Everybody's going to get something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But apple pie, my grandmother made the best apple pie, and the only person that's been able to recreate that is my daughter.
Oh.
Now, is there a recipe for it? Well, not really. But Kate does the best job of making that apple pie as anybody else.
You know, some things there are recipes for, but still it just doesn't always... There's something about the way they did it that's not captured in that recipe.
That's what happened, and I don't know how my daughter's been able to hang on to that. And so I'm assuming she's going to make it. But
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah, I think she knows better not to. So.
Okay, well, let's talk about Christmas in Villisca. Senator Shipley, what's going on that we need to be aware of? It's coming up here real soon, as a matter
Sunday,
of fact.
Sunday, November 30th, and I thought today would be a great day. If I'd have done it 2 weeks ago, people would have forgot about it.
Uh-huh.
You get there isn't much time closer, but on the other hand, this gives people a little bit of time to plan. We did it last year, the Sunday after Thanksgiving. It worked very, very well, and so we're doing it this year, bigger and better. it starts at about 11 o'clock, really. The Rialto Cafe is having lunch from 11 to 2 o'clock, and they've done a great job. In fact, hats off to them. They're providing a bunch of Thanksgiving meals for people on Thursday.
Very cool.
I think that's doing out of the goodness of their heart. At 2 o'clock, we're at 1 o'clock, I guess, Santa Claus is going to show up at the middle school gym.
Okay.
With a bunch of other games and so forth like that. We'll have a slug of kids there, and hopefully the old boy can keep up. That's been a challenge the last couple of years, but he's ready to go.
I feel good about it. I think he can do it.
And so there's a silent auction going on at the community building. There's a bunch of donated items going on there. From 2 to 5, now this is where the thing takes all afternoon, most of the afternoon, the business bingo. You come to the community building or the gym,
uh-huh,
and you get your bingo card.
Okay.
And you go stop at all the businesses on that card.
Okay.
And they'll have something for you when you get there.
All right.
And then you go around and you stamp that. They'll stamp it. There's no stickers. They just stamp it. And if you get a bingo, you qualify for a prize. When you come back, you can bring it back to the community building, qualify for a prize. If you get the whole card blocked out, it's a bigger prize.
Okay.
So last year, people had a lot of fun with it. They really did. You know, we didn't know how, never done it before, but people really had a lot of fun with it. And the merchants there had a lot of fun with it. All these people are staying open on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, you can start out on the west side of town at Nottoway Valley Equipment, go down to Casey's. I imagine Dr. Anderson probably has something at the vet clinic.
Mm-hmm.
I would bet so. That's just Amy's style. But from there on, there's other places around town. I think the Good Samaritan, you can stop there on your way back in from the west side of town, and that's a lot of fun. Now, you can buy an adult card. It's about $5, basically a donation.
Okay.
And then kids' cards are free.
Okay.
So the kids' prizes are a little different when they bring them back. But, you know, if the weather isn't all that perfect, you still can get this done because you're not, you know, most of this you can, a good share of it, you can walk it.
Yeah. Well, if the weather's not perfect, it just makes it that much better.
You got better odds.
Yeah.
You got much better odds.
Makes it that much better.
Weather last year wasn't exactly perfect, but, you know, you're in charge of that, so we're coming back on if things don't go quite right.
All right.
So that goes from 2 to 5. So you got all afternoon. You have lunch, so forth. Go down and take a look at the silent auction item, make your bids, pick up your card, and then you can get your business bingo around town. From 4 to 6, there's Christmas train rides. And we've got a guy in town that's got this. You've seen it, I think.
I've seen it.
You've seen it before.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So they're going to be giving rides, weather permitting, from 4 to 6.
Yep.
Now, this year, I really wanted to do a horse-drawn carriage thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Judy Madden and I got a hold of somebody we're working on this together with the horse-drawn carriage rides. We're going to go up 3rd Avenue, cross high, and down 4th Avenue for your carriage ride. And we're really looking forward to that. I'll give Circle C out of Clarinda credit for doing that.
They're good folks down there.
They're tremendous folks. I tried it last year, and, of course, as usual, I tried too late. They're booked up.
Uh-huh.
So this year Judy knows them too and took it upon herself. And so that's gonna be a fun thing.
Okay.
From 4 to 6.
All right.
Then from 4 to 6 also, Villisca U Sports. When you see the VYS,
yep.
Villisca U Sports soup dinner at the community building. Going to be a variety of soups together there. It's whatever you want. You know, we find out that people are very generous in this part of the world.
Yes, they are.
If you charge them $5, you're going to get $5. You say free will, you could end up with 10 or 20,
mm-hmm.
You know. And so we're not trying to, and if you can't, frankly, if you aren't, you know, if things are a little tight, have a bowl of soup on us.
You bet.
No problem. We got no problem with that at all. We know things for some folks, for whatever reason,
yeah.
it gets to be a struggle, and we want this to be a great day for everyone.
Yeah.
So, now at 5:45, there's going to be Christmas caroling in the park. We had an excellent vocal music teacher for many years, Kay Fast, is going to take care of that. There's no rehearsals.
Just show up.
If you don't know the words to "Joy to the World" by now, I'm sorry, you've missed an awful lot in your life.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And so, and I think so. Anybody who can half carry a tune is more than welcome to join in. What a great thing in the park. A lot of the lights are already on in the square. Mm-hmm. I mean, and we'll give great credit to Momentum Exteriors.
They do good work.
They do good work.
Yes, they do.
And we also give a lot of credit to a lady there in town. I'm not going to say her name because she probably wouldn't want me to. But if you see her Facebook page, it's Villisca Properties. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
She helped fund a bunch of that, but the Gorleys do a great job. A lot of the houses you see around that have got their houses decorated, they did that,
mm-hmm.
and they do them all over. It's amazing how far they go, and why? Because they do great work.
Yeah,
and so we're very and so. But at that point in the Christmas, they've got a big tree that's lit up in the park, and you just don't see it just light up. You stand there and watch it a while, and this thing's changing colors. It is really cool. Your kids are going to love it.
The tree lighting ceremony is at 6:15.
Yes, sir. Hot cocoa, cookies, and popcorn.
So you could start at 11 o'clock in the morning,
yep.
and just participate the whole
rest
of the day.
You can eat yourself crazy all afternoon,
If you want to. Yeah. Silent auction goes until 5:45.
Yep.
All right.
There's some things on there that are going to be kind of unique. I think we've had a new guitar donated for that silent auction.
Okay.
Jim Weimar said to believe that he's going to be, and that's great. Heaven only knows what else there is, you know. So give a lot of credit to Alex and Lori Burton. They're kind of chair of our Betterment Association. Lee and Sheila Heidsick do a lot of work with it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to leave somebody out. Of course, the Gorleys are involved. There's a whole bunch of people.
So there is a website called VilliscaBetterment.com. That people can go to and check out. Does the money raised from this, does it go back to Villisca Betterment? Is that and then
yep.
then that obviously goes back to the community. It's kind of the whole idea here.
Yep.
So
yep. We've got kind of a fun deal Alex is working on now, kind of a scholarship intern type program for any junior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to be involved, help do some of these little things like that, like an intern does.
Yeah.
The grunt work that nobody else does. And then there'll be a scholarship available to them when they graduate in a year. So.
Well, it's a whole starts in the morning, but it's a whole afternoon and into the evening. There'll be hot cocoa, cookies, and popcorn at the tree lighting ceremony.
Yep. Now, I will give Montgomery County Memorial Hospital a ton of credit. Laura helps with this a lot,
mm-hmm.
and they may be the ones. I'm not here to play both sides. The Clarinda Regional Hospital may be involved with that too. So,
okay.
But we get a lot of help from those people. A lot of help from because they both have clinics in Villisca.
Yeah, sure. So they do.
Not many towns our size have got two doctor clinics.
Yeah.
in them with.
Through great organizations, too, both of those organizations.
Oh, yes, so, yeah. absolutely. We're very blessed.
Yeah.
When I talked to my colleagues, and I said I wasn't going off on this, but, you know, when I talk about I got 7 hospitals in my Senate district.
Is that right?
That's not common.
No. Wow. Well.
And some of them deliver babies, too.
Yeah, so. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Which is a great thing. We need more babies delivered
in your
district.
We've had a bunch of babies born around Villisca last 4 or 5 months.
We need more babies
born
here.
2 of them are my great nieces.
Is that right?
Yes.
Family's growing.
Oh.
Well, there you go.
My mother has got four new great grandkids in just this year alone.
Wow.
Two of them right there close by.
That's cool.
The latest one was Friday. So.
Oh, recently.
Yeah, recently.
Wow. Very cool.
I'm not going to go into that for privacy purposes. I'm proud, but they probably hurt me, so I won't do that.
All right. Senator Tom Shipley with him this morning. The event, and really to participate, a number of these events are free. Some are silent auction. I mean, you have it for everybody. It's November 30th, which is this Sunday.
That's right.
So go and enjoy.
So, yeah, and, you know, if the weather is a little tough, a lot of this stuff's inside.
Yeah.
So
I think
we'll be posted.
I think a little bit of snow in the air would make it just about right for a Christmas celebration.
It would.
So
it would.
You probably know somebody that can take care of that, I'm guessing.
Well, we do prayers on Sundays. So. We do prayers every day.
That's a thing to do. I think we should be doing more of that. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right. Senator Shipley, what else do we need to touch on?
I don't believe anything right now, but I'll be back before we go into session.
All right.
I promise you that.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I am, but I promised you I would. So.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Make it a great day. Senator Tom Shipley with me this morning.
KCSI-FM, Valeska, Red Oak, and Atlantic, KOAK.